Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda en Caló this week is neta. In modern Spanish, it means net, as in bottom line, after negatives and positives are counted. In Caló, it stands for what you really mean. It's a relatively new term in Caló. It's a term you use to cut through rhetoric or jargon or doublespeak. It asks for a summary and commitment as to where somebody stands on a given issue. You say you don't have a big problem with it, but I want you to tell me a la neta if you like it or not. Sí o no? Boy walked into what used to be the first stop in the Bule, but was now a cafe and bakery. He'd heard his near girlfriend in high school owned it. He also heard she never married. Let's see qué onda, boy told himself when he walked through the door of La Buena Bakery. The first room was small. An L-shaped glass display counter separated it from the larger back room where the baking took place. There were only a couple of customers, but none were at the counter. The back room was visible through wide spaces between a wall of non-matching curtains, some plastic and some cloth. Boy could see a couple of people working there. What coffees do you have? Boy asked a young woman attending the counter. What? Only coffee, the attendant said. Orale, I'll take a medium cup and an empanada, said Boy. There's only small or large, she told Boy. Large, said Boy. The empanadas are finished, but they're making more. I'll see if they're ready. Here's a cup. Cream and pots over there, she said, pointing to the end of the counter. De aquellas. When you go back there, please tell Meche that Boy's here to say hello, Boy said. The young woman didn't respond, but furrowed her brow before she walked through the curtains. She came back seconds later, followed by an older woman. Pinche Boy, what are you doing here? Thought you didn't talk to the colored people anymore, the older woman said, smiling. They're lying, Meche. I missed the South Side so much I came back, Boy said, extending his arms to embrace her. The attendant stood close by. They hugged and smiled at each other. The empanadas just went into the oven, the attendant said with a frown. It's okay. Gives me time to talk to Meche, Boy said. The attendant turned up her eyes and shook her head slightly at Meche. My hijita. She doesn't like strangers, especially men. She fears one of them might be her father, Meche said. Boy smiled and nodded. Why are you really back? Meche asked, looking around to see if any customer was listening. To reconnect with beloved old friends, Boy said. Nel, you're running from something. Your wife throw you out, okay? Meche said, looking down at Boy's ring finger. Chale, I wanted to come back home now that I'm free. And I wanted to see you, Esa, Boy said, smiling nervously. Meche shook her head. No mames. Tell me a la neta. You're lonely and hope old Meche gonna take you back like always, she said. Boy swallowed deeply and nodded.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.